Hello, English program here. This is completely live. It is, you know. It's amazing, all this modern techno, isn't it? I'm sitting here in our studio, talking, thinking, out loud with this microphone thing. And what I'm thinking and saying is being beamed across the universe to wherever you are. I think it's amazing, it really is. But there we go. I wanted to use this opportunity, these little programs, as more of an opportunity to express how I feel about the Beatles and everything related to the Beatles, rather than simply using it all the time as a platform for sort of doing news and things. I mean, there's a place I do like to... there's a place I remember... I do like to sort of say, you know, tomorrow at the cavern there's this and that and the other. And, you know, that's got a place in our broadcast. But I don't just want to be sort of reading out that kind of sort of what's on business. Important though it is, I also want to, where I can, use these little programs to, you know, just sort of talk about the Beatles and talk about what I've been doing or listening to or watching. And I've been watching Across the Universe for about 4 weeks now, non-stop, just watching it again and again and again, and it's fantastic, and I never fail to sort of get a little bit sad at the end. I won't spoil it for you, but basically it gets a bit sad, and I do, you know, sort of feel the need to sort of cry. And It's just, doesn't matter how many times I watch this film, I just love it. It's just an awesome film. And I had sort of, it's from about 2006, I think. I had sort of known about it, and I was aware of the content, of the format, the idea that it's not about the life of John Lennon or Paul McCartney. It's got Beatles music, but the story, the narrative, is very much a new creation, and it's about Jude, obviously from Hey Jude, and he's from Liverpool. He's working in Liverpool, and he goes to America, meets Lucy. From, obviously, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, and. It's a lovely, romantic story, really. And I do like it. I love it, in fact. But I was aware of it, but I never watched it. Maybe I was put off because it wasn't like The Wall, where although Pink Floyd were not in The Wall, the film, they did at least have Pink Floyd original music, and also... Bob Geldof was in it, I think, and also a character from London's Burning was in it as well. But I remember that film, and the music, of course, is the best, because it's Pink Floyd music. And then you have this Across the Universe, where it's not Beatles original music, and maybe that was the reason. I'm not too sure, but I didn't eventually watch the film. But I've been chatting with a new friend that I've got, and I was, through my new friend, I was told about Across the Universe. And I've just been watching it again and again and again, and I've been listening to it on my MP3 when I go for my little walks and things. I'm just completely, at the moment, consumed by this film. I just can't... It never sort of... grows old for me. Every time I watch it, I really enjoy it from the start to the finish. And anyway, that's what I've been spending my little 5 minutes talking to you about. Across the Universe. It's a wonderful film. If you have never watched it, you should try. If it's on the telly, on the TV, sit down and watch it. You will love it. I'm sure of that. This is the English Programs, episode 94 of our celebration podcast, The Beatles. We have another one in just a moment.